like half the life, you know. Okay, please say. I actually have to be back in the mountains today and back here by 1:30, give shir in the mountains. So I'm going to have to make a shtickl kfitzis haderech. So I want to just, before we go right, I was asked yesterday by one of the chashuvei chabura to be mevar at the end of the shir, and then we'll go right to the next mishnah. Just to capsulize how it answers all the kashas. Primarily, we had several horrors in the sugya. The main horror we had was, what exactly does the son yarshin, the ben chol, what is the yarshin? If his father never did a pidyon, and in fact there was a chiyuv pidyon, Rashi learns that if the father would have been here, there would have been a chiyuv pidyon, and the kohen would have redeemed his son the chol, and then kept the money for himself. Right, so then that means that there would have been a chiyuv pidyon, and that pidyon never happened b'chayav, because he died before redeeming. So why doesn't the son now have a chiyuv pidyon, and then he should have to give the money to the kohen? He had nothing to yarsh. That was the problem. We brought down a possibility from the Sfas Emes, but then we came out not like that. Maybe the father left over an estate and he hashed the money. However we left. That was a tremendous difficulty we had. And then the difficulty was even more schwer. The man Dama de Gemara holds that even koidim shloishim yayim. The halach is that he's could say kasina mikach gavad le kasina dina ba'adeh. What's one thing after with the other? Right now, you were yerush. Right now, the father died. Pidyon HaBen never happened. There was a chiyuv pidyon, Rashi says. If the father would have been alive, there would have been a chiyuv pidyon. That pidyon never took place. So why doesn't he have to now be paid? What did he yarish? There was another problem here. And then we had a problem with the stiris in halacha that we find that legabi sofik b'chol potu legamre. Legabi a koyin that has a ben chol, Shulchan Aruch seems to hold like Rasha, that the father's paid to the money, paid to the son, and he keeps the money for himself. What's the difference? If there's a mitzvah of pidyon and then to keep the money by yourself, so you should have the same mitzvah, whether there was a suffik b'chol or a ben chol. If anything, we said the svar is the opposite. The svar is stronger that if you have a suffik b'chol, that there should be a chiyuv pidyon, because there is a real suffik momen koyin. You should have to redeem the boy and then keep the money. There's no chiyuv. For sure no chiyuv to give anything to the kohen. So why do you have to be mafresh it for? Elo might is tam a mitzvah to be mafresh. So then the same halacha should be by a sofik b'chol. Those were the main problems that we had in this. So just to mevar exactly how it got answered is like this. The basic teretz we had was like this. We made a distinction, and this maybe was the part that didn't come through 100% clear, between pidyon haben and pidyon petach hamor. They're very similar. Very similar. They're very similar in regard that, number one, there's no kedusha, unless you hold like a shemesh cup. There's no kedusha. Right? Petach hamor doesn't have kedusha either. It's yisra hanoah. It's mainly mom and koyin. By pidyon haben zichar, there's no kedusha, unless you hold like a shemesh cup. The son has no kedusha. By both of them, the mitzvah is to make a ma'aseh pidyon and then to give that money to the koyin. Right? So there's a lot of similarities between Petach Hamor. The only difference is that according to one Tana, the way we hold, Petach Hamor is also Ba'anah before Pidyon, and the Bechor Adam is Mutar Ba'anah before Pidyon. But otherwise, they're very similar. So by Petach Hamor, we find clearly that the mitzvah is you should be mafrish aser, even when you don't know what to do, you should be mafrish aser. That's the halach. You makayim the mitzvah, you mafrish aser. And then you keep it for yourself. By pidyon haben, we don't find such halach. Okay, I think this is the main part I didn't clarify. By Pinyin HaBen, we don't find that you should be mafresh and keep for yourself. We don't find that concept by Pinyin HaBen. Bechlal. By Pinyin HaBen, HaMoitzi Mechavel V'Araya, end of story. No mitzvahs Pinyin HaBen, no mafresh V'Hein La'atzmai, nothing. By Chamor, we find such a thing. We find the mitzvah to be mafresh. Not only that, even according to the Mandomo who holds that Petach Chamor is mutter mechayim. See, if your Petach Chamor is also mechayim, then it makes sense why your mafresh is said to make the Chamor mutter. That's an accomplishment. But even the Mandomo who holds that Petach Chamor is mutter mechayim, there's still a concept of being mafresh v'hein shaloi. Which means that there's a something is a by Pinyin HaBen we don't find it. By Pinyin HaBen we don't find it. So, what? That's what I'm saying. That I didn't clarify. I think that if I would have clarified that, then everything would have been clear. I think that was the one point I didn't clarify. So here's what I think is the clarity to this nekuda, and then the mela everything will be mirushiv. We explained that sometimes you could find the same person is zoiche in the same money wearing a different hat. And we brought the dugma from Gozal as Aviv. Right? Gozal as Aviv, and then you were Yerush, your father. And Mechayim, you swore to your father, and you were Chayiv now, Karen Vachemish, you swore falsely. So the Gemara talks about, it's also Sugin Ksubis, Moichel Atzmai. Then the father dies. So now the heir is the Ganav himself is the heir of his father. So the Gemara brings down there's a musig, moichel la'atzmai. What does it mean, moichel la'atzmai? What do you accomplish? The money never left you. The concept is that since there's a din of a heshiv, since there's a chiyuv now to give back the gzeil, so you have a chiyuv now to be mekayim that. I, now as the heir of the estate, you could take the money. Yeah, but now I'm taking the money als yoresh. If I just hold the money like this, I'm holding it als gazlan. Now, if I'm moich al atzmai, so now I'm holding on to the money as a yoresh. And that also is an accomplishment. So here's how we explain the inyan of Ben Cholol and Petach Hamor, the difference. By Petach Hamor, the Torah put a lien on the donkey. Now, whether the lien is Isser Hanor, which is the way we paskin that the donkey is also Banor, Al Tzmam and Koyin. Whether you hold like Rav Shimon, that the donkey Mechayim is Mutter Banor, either way, there's a Shibud on the donkey. The donkey, and the Mishnah even talks about it. If you take the donkey and give it to the Kohen. Take the donkey itself and you give it to the Kohen. Gemara talks about it. The Mishnah talks about it. The Gemara talks about it. The same Allah. The Kohen then has to redeem the donkey and keep the set for himself. Right? But Lamaisi, the question in the Rishonim is, are you Mekayim the mitzvah of Petach Hamor? Some say yes. By giving it to the Kohen, because there's a shibud on the donkey. So give the donkey to the Kohen. Okay? So the donkey has his meshuba to the Kohen for Tivda Beset. By Pinyin HaBen, there's no such thing. By Pinyin HaBen, there's no shibud on the son. The Kohen doesn't have a schus on the son. Because of the son, there's a chi of Mamon Kohen. So I would say the difference between Petach Hamor and the Pinyin HaBen is that Petach Hamor, it's not only triggered by the donkey, but it's actually on the donkey. The donkey itself has a shibud. According to us, it's such a clear shibud that there's Isra Hanor on the donkey. In fact, Isra Hanor after Arife, the Gemara says, "Hu hifsid mamoyne shel koyin." That's the Gemara says on Yud Beis, that the reason why the donkey is also banor if you knock the head off, is who hifsid mamoyne shel koyin. So by donkey, it's very clear. The donkey is not only triggering Mamon Kohen, but the donkey represents the Shibud itself that goes to the Kohen. Whereas, by the Bechor Adam, the Torah never gave such a halacha on the Bechor Adam. Like Rav Shimon Shkop himself is asking in the Shari Yosha that we saw. The Torah never put anything on the Bechor Adam. The only thing the Bechor Adam does is it triggers a moment koyim. Right? Now you do the mitzvah pinyan abed, and through that, you make the five sloim into moment koyim, and you give it to the koyim. Say it like this. Because of that, there's no two phases by pinyan abed. By a petach hamor, where there's a shibur on the donkey, so then you're makayim part A of the mitzvah by being transferring it. Because I did something. Something was accomplished. I took off the kedusha or whatever it is, the shibud of the donkey, and put it onto the set. Part one. Now there's a part two. Mom and Koyen. That I'm not doing. Fine. So that's why over there by Petach Hamor is such a halacha exists. That when you have a sofik petach hamor, tifteh b'seh. Because the tifteh b'seh alone is an accomplishment. The tifteh b'seh is an accomplishment that you transfer the shibud from the donkey. By pinyan aben, you don't have that. Because by pinyan aben, the son himself, is not a shibud meshubid l'koyen. The heftza of the ben. The ben created a chiv moment koyen. But the ben himself doesn't reflect the shibud of the kohen, the ben himself. And therefore, to take five slum, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. If you have a suffolk pinyan aben, which was the whole problem with the shach and everything, if you have a suffolk chiv pinyan aben, Shulchan Aruch paskins potter. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say mafresh vinshul. Very simple, why? Because if you're going to take five slum and you're going to keep it, hastach kohenish ketan. The heftza of the ben wasn't mishubin anyway. Right? The five slime is yours. Nothing happened. There's nothing to do. So it's not because we're less inclined to do the mitzvah by pidyon haben than we are by the donkey. There's just nothing to happen. There's nothing to accomplish. That's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins b'sakina harifa. That when you have a suffolk pidyon haben, potter. But when it comes to a ben cholol, it's a whole different story. Why? Because by ben cholol, the father is the chakoyen. The father is the chakoyen. Right? The koyen shehoyu loy ben cholol. The father could now take five slime, mafresh five slime, and now be zoyche in those five slime al koyen. He's not holding on to the five slime anymore, als Yankel. He's holding on to five slime, als Matnes Kuna, putting it to this pocket. And Amoitzi Mechavel V'raya doesn't stop you from that. Just like the guy, Gazlon Shemes Oviv, Moichel Atzmoy. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch by Koyen, Sheiniach Ben Cholom, over there Shulchan Aruch says, Mafresh, Vein Shaloi, because something is accomplished. Because now you could actually be zeiche in that money through separating it, making it into matnas kuna, and actually being zeiche in those five slayim out matnas kuna. So that's one second. That's the forget my boys. Forget the nusach. The nusach shver a nusach. My boys, if the kohen takes your son. Let's say the father says, I'm not redeeming my son. And the kohen takes your son, you could call kidnapping. Effect from the nusach. We say before the pinyan aben, my boy is tvei. So it sounds like the baby belongs to the kohen. That's the chamad beya, that's a nusach that we say. It's a poetic nusach. It's nishkin, it's not a halacha. And that's why if the kohen would grab your son, let's say by a suffolk b'chol, yeah? No, it should be talk for koinim with sinai semiyodai. If you hold talk for koinim with sinai semiyodai, you should be able to steal your son. Lamaisis nitaze. The koin doesn't have a shibur on the ben. The koin has a shibur in the chutz because there's money, there's a choyv to the koin. But there is nothing. And that's what I'm explaining to you. Why by Sufik, Pidyon HaBen, there's nothing to do. Ben Cholol is the only example that you could have where you're mafresh five slime and there's a benefit. And that's what Rashi's saying. Ilu koi la'av. If the father would be here, he would be mafresh to five. You know why? Because he'll have the full mitzvah. Mafresh to five slime. Not be Zeich himself. It's no problem. Now, now it's clear. Now you got it. Now we explain. And that's the reason now. When you have koyin shemes la'acha shloshim, right? So there already, the father was already zoich in the schus momen of the son. So now, that's what he gives the son. The sheba that was chal to the shevet kuhuna, which he himself was zoich in, because he was alive when that sheba was chal, he's zoich in it. Mainly we explain the machlekes amaroyim and agamara really is only whether the shibud is chal already. Do we look at it as soon as the vlad is born, there's a shibud here, and then the mele, the coin's already zeicha then, or is the shibud only chal achas shloshim? But here's what the nekuda I want to also bring out. One can possibly say, as far based on what I just said, that there'll be an afkamina in halacha between a coin, shahayaloi ben cholo, and a coin, shemeis achas shloshim v'nech ben cholo. And listen clearly what I'm saying, what the chiluk is. This is why I told Akiva, because Akiva was asking me last week, is there a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya? Because we started off 2 weeks ago, seemed to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to say there's a mitzvah to separate it and keep it. And Tosfos seems to say there's no pidyon at all. Okay, that's what it seems to be. But it could very well be that Rashi would agree in this case, by us and our sugya, that there's not even a mitzvah safrosh. And I'll explain to you why. Why possibly. I'm not saying it's muchach. This is an added nekuda. And that's like this. When a koyan is here, okay, so now he himself is mafresh the five slime for pidyon haben, for the cholo. Because the cholo, the chayv, and pidyon haben. So the mitzvah haben ala av, pidyon haben. The cholo himself is a little Yisrael. He's not a Kohen, he's an Israelite. He's a Yisrael. So the Kohen redeems his Yisrael son, Makayim Pidyon HaBen, takes the money, and now you have the whole mitzvah. Pidyon, Nesino LeKohen, and he's taking the money, else Kohen. No problem. But Kohen Shemes, Lachashlosh, where everybody agrees the son doesn't have to redeem himself, V'iniach Ben Chol, there you could say like this. There perhaps there's no chiv to do anything. Why? Because there, Aus Yisrael, he yarshins the shibud of his father. Right? So the money is not ending up going to the Kohanim. If his father was alive, so taka the din matnas kuhuna is miskayin. You follow what I'm saying? The din matnas kuhuna is miskayim. L'moshel, a person who dies. The whole case we had with Tvolim that fell from a grandfather to his grandson of Yisrael. We had the sugi earlier on. So if you're matnas shalihumu kamishahumu, so the son yarshins the truma. Yeah? Would you say that there's a kiyum of matnas kuhuna? I would say not. He's Yisrael. He's monetarily using the schus that he yarshin from his grandfather, but it's ending up by Yisrael. So one can arguably say that even according to Rashi, there's a difference between koyin shehoyeloi ben cholo and koyin shemeis viniach ben cholo. Koyin shehoyeloi ben cholo. So now he's makayim the pidyon, because the end is the mitzvah's pidyon haben, it should be matnas kuhuna. But koyin shemeis viniach ben cholo, where the Yairus says, Kasina migavrit loika mishtoa dina ba'adei, so now it's choshen mishpat. You can't be teveya the grant, the son. But it's not matnas kona. It's like a ptur. It's a afkona matnas kona. So there you could say it goes back to the regular din of Safik Bechor. Safik Bechor, we don't even find that there's a mitzvah to be played there by a Safik Bechor. Same thing over. That was the kudah I was saying. Rashi himself, no place in our sugya says that the ben cholol is mafresh. He says, ilu koyav. If the father would be here, the father would have been mafresh and kept the money. The cholol himself. So that answers a lot of the other problems as well. Okay, let me get right. Zok the Mishnah. We only have 5 minutes, but let's at least start it. Ezu b'chol v'nachol v'kayin. Who's b'chol v'nachol v'kayin? Hamapel eshvil mole mayim, mole dam mole gninim. Mapel es kimindogin chagovin shkotzim rumosim. By all of those, it doesn't say yitzire. So memela, it's not b'chlal called a leda. Right? It's not called a leda. Hamapel es l'yem aboyim. Okay, if she's mapeles liyem arboim, meaning till the 40th day, habach areyim b'chol anachlo l'koyim, because it's not called the lady b'chlal. Now, yoytze doifen, or yoytze doifen v'habachrov, shneim einam b'chol, loy l'nachlo v'loy l'koyim. Neither one is a b'chol. Not l'nachlo, not l'koyim. Rav Shimon Oimel, Horishoin l'nachalo v'asheni l'chomish sloy. So he holds, Rav Shimon holds, that the Rishon has a din of a b'chol l'nachalo, because it's Rishon Sinai, v'asheni l'chomish sloy. Right, the second one is Petarechem. Second one is Petarechem. So the second one gets that first. So the Gemara now brings a pasuk. The Gemara says, Rishen l'nachalo, because it says, the reason why l'nachalo loy, because it says, v'yoldu loy b'inam. It says, v'yoldu loy. And v'yoldu loy, then it says, v'hoya ben abchor. And this is not called a lady. Toysis frekta gavaldi gekash, if you look at Toysis. Toysis says, how could you be memayit from v'yoldu loy, that the doifen is not called a lady, fractosis. Gabi leda sutzchu lelamed miisha kisazria. Mer de gezach. Toysis is a gewaltige kasha, fractosis. Toysis asks that lechore, the way Rashi says that we learn out of the yoldu loy, that it has to be called a leida. And Yetzer Doifen is not called a leida. Fractosis, if Rashi is right, so why do you need Lagabitumus leida miut from Isha Kisazria? Right? It's not a leida. How could it be Tumas leida? It's not a Maisa leida. As I fact, that does Tesis Kashan Rashi. So I saw the Maria Levi years ago. The Maria Levi is up to Gavaldi Gavolt. He's Medayik from Rashi and Nida. That you only need Vyoldu Loi, Isha Kisazria, for Leida Shmir. You know how it is, a lot of times the first baby is a Caesarean, and then the second baby also ends up being a Caesarean. Then it becomes like a trend. See, he says, Vyoldu Loi means it has to be a Maisa Leida. Right? So the first time that you have a Yetzer Doifen, it's not a Maisa Leida. Yeah. But once it was Niftach Al Yidei Odom, this new channel of delivery, so the second one, Hasti Ya Maisa Leida. You hear what he's saying? It's only the first one. And the Sfas Emes was Mechavin to the Maria Levi. Sfas Emes, Bayesan Sugi Zok Tazeh. Kimadi Yofinim Yoldu Loi. Heine mishum shalede derech doif and eini lede ma'alye. Elo tzricha liyeis al yedei ma'is odo. V'yim ken yesh loim azeh davke b'lede rishoyna. Aval im kval yotzav la derech doifen, v'nasa shom pesach al yedei odom. Yeah? Now it became a pesach. Shuv b'ibur sheni, hav yekem oi lede ma'al ye derech doifen. V'lochein l'gabi tumas lede, tzorich yalfus adik yisazriya. Mamish like this. Svasemes was mechaven ter Maria Levi. Merchadik echidish. The Yoduloi means it came out. The animal gave it out, not that the Odom took it out. So he says, Enachanami, the first C-section, it's not a Maisa Leda. But once it was done, now it's called a Leda Mal. I want you to notice it's Shuvan Avni Nezo. There's a Shaila if a woman makes a Agoimo when she has a baby. There's a big Shaila. Some actually like to make a Agoimo. Why not? It's a Maisa Sakona. Roiv of the Achroinim holder you don't make. I always paskin not to make a Hagoyimel. Only if there's a C-section. If the lady regila, not to make a Hagoyimel. Yeah, because that's called Minhogay Shaloyla. It's Minhogay Shaloyla. Was it? So you should know that the Avnei Nezer state as a. And Avnei Nezer says, that's only the first time C-section. Once the second time, says, yeah, later. I use this also to be Miyashiv Rashi. Rashi Lashitosa also Gabi Yetzir Doifen. Toises Schwitzes in Zvochim and in Tmure. Why do you need a separate limud, right? For by Yetzir Doifen, right? By every Yosem. Every Yosem is Posalim is Beach, yeah? The baby is born after the mother died, so it's possible for the mizbeach. It's a psul yosem. Yosem is a psul and kotshim, right? It's a psul and kotshim. In other words, if the baby is born after the mother died, it's possible for a korb. So Toisus asks, what, based on the sugya, why do you ever need psul yosem? It's a chayetz adofim. It's a chayetz adofim. Right? So I use the Maria Levi to answer that kasha also. Because the way the Maria Levi is learning, and that's what the Sfasemis is saying, is Rashi Shita. That the Yolduloi Be'emes is not the Maya Yetzidev. The problem Maya Yetzidev is not called the latest because it's Al Yidei Odom. Once the Pesach was opened up Al Yidei Odom, now if it came out again, that's called the Maya Yetzidev. The only reason why the woman is not Tomei Leida is Isa Kisazli of the Yoldu Zach. That's the whole part. So Kem and Zonger Chazeh. So a Leida means that the animal itself gave birth to the Vlad. Yeah. The animal itself gave birth to the Vlad. No. How's Gemold Yosem Bechlal? What's the whole case of Yosem? The whole case of Yosem is like the Gemara says in Chulun, Zepirish L'chaim, Zepirish L'misim, right? The mother dies. And then the Vlad comes out. How does the Vlad come out? The animal is a mefachas. The animal is still, the goof is still, still moving. Elamai. Mefachas, we paskin, bedine Yisrael, mefachas is kemes. For a goy, it's still a chai. If a goy would take a piece of this behemah, he's oy ve'evel min a chai. For Yisrael, shchita de chamatia. Yeah? So even though the animal is still a mefachas, so I want to say very bullshit. That answers to this kasha and rashi. If the animal comes out while the mother is mefalches, it is nishkin yetzidev. Because I'm isolated it was. According to rashi, the way we're learning rashi, the psul of yetzidev, the reason why yetzidev is not a leida, is because the animal didn't do it. It's my sodom. How much the animal's mefarches, and therefore it still was able to be moitzi the vlad durch its own pula, not through a pula's adam, it's not a yetzidev. So kamel aloche, klapi the dinim of yetzidev, and the mefarches is kachai. You understand what I'm saying? It's tak apostle al yosem. Because since Bedinei Yisrael, the mother is dead, al yosem it is. But Yetzir Doifin, it's not. Because the mitzvahs of a lady there is. So that answers Rashi by us, that even though the Yolduloi is Mamayat Yotze Doifin, it's only Mamayat Yotze Doifin B'lei the Rishayin of a Yotze Doifin, not B'lei the Shniyin. Right? Chomishlom Namiloi Paterechem Bina. Sheini Nachaloloi Reishisayne Bina. No, it's not a Reishisayne. Chomishlom Namiloi Dekasova B'chol Dovarech Le'avi B'chol. Shum Namarishon Nachal Shem Chomishlom of Shumot Taimei Tel Rabbis Yotze Doifin. And Shein Lucham Yishlam, Kesova B'chol Adavarech, Ravi B'chol. The Mele, it's a B'chol also L'gabi Zeh. Okay, I have to stop here, I'm sorry. Shalom Aleichem, Rav Dalin. How are you? I'm there the whole week. Walking. Yeah,